Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Maris Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
We're learning Maseches Yoma Daf Samach Beis. We're going to start the sixth perek. The Mishnah says, Shnei Siva Yom Kippurim, Mitzvasin Shir Shneim Shavim. The two goats of Yom Kippur, the Sila Hashem and the Sila Azazel, the mitzvah is that both of them should be equal. They should be the same, but merit in their looks, b'kayma in their height, uvedamim and in their cost, uvelikichasim ke'echad, and they should be bought at the same time. V'avish ein shavim k'sherim, even if they're not similar, it's kasher. It's only lechatchila, and lakach echad yayim ve'echad lamacher is also k'sherim. Even if you didn't buy them together, you bought one today and one tomorrow, they're kasher. Now, the Rishayim ask a kasha on merit. It says three things that have to be similar. They have to look the same, same height, and the same value. So, Mare, they have to look the same. They're Shainim, Taisashanim, Taisirashu, Dva, they ask a Kasha that in Sanhedrin, in Ben Sarah Meir, it says that there's a man, the Amman, that says that a Ben Sarah Meir never was and never will be. Why? Because he learns that from the Pasuk that B'neinu Zeh, they have to say together that our son means that they have to be Shava. Bekoil of a marriage of a kaima, that they have to, the father and mother have to be identical in their look, in their height, and in their voice. And that's not possible. So that's why it will never was and never will be. It's impossible to have two people that are identical. So what's the pshat? Here it says you can have two goats that are identical. And there it says it's impossible to have two people that are identical. So the Rishayim answer that there's a chiluk between people and animals. People have very distinctive features. Every person looks very different. And therefore, you can't have two people that are identical. But animals aren't distinct. And therefore, you can have two animals that are identical. That's the Teiz Rishonim, Teiz Rashi, Dvar Teretz. But the Asa Kasha Rishalmi says that even two chitim aren't identical. Even two kernels of wheat aren't identical. The Eibishter didn't make Brius exactly identical, period. Everything is distinct. So what's the pshat that you could have two goats that are identical? So then the Rishayim say, that doesn't mean mamish identical, it's impossible to tell them apart. They're exactly alike in every aspect. That's not what it means. That's as close as you could get. You get it that looks seemingly identical, that's also good enough. But they seem to still hold to the same chiluk between people and animals. In other words, by people, why don't you say by Ben Sarimar also that as long as the mother and father look pretty much alike, that's good enough. Teretz says, people don't even look pretty much alike. Every person looks different, and you'll be able to easily tell them apart. Mashenkin animals, you can have two animals that look pretty much alike, even though they're not exactly identical, and after careful inspection, you'll be able to tell them apart. But when you're looking at them superficially, they will look exactly identical, and that's by animals, but not by people. To me, exactly identical, that's impossible. Even two chitim aren't exactly identical, even two kernels of wheat. But to be basically identical, there you can have by animals, but not by people. So that's the teretz, the first teretz we're having, the teretz of the Rishayim, to mechalik between our case and the case of Ben Sarah Meir, is the chiluk between people and animals, that people cannot be identical. Animals could be identical. Now the Meir from the Yerushalmi that even animals, even plants, can't be exactly identical. Teretz says you don't need exactly identical, you need basically identical, and that would apply by animals. The Svasemis says the Teretz that not being mechalting people and animals, Svasemis says the Teretz that twins are identical. You could have identical twins that look identical even by people. And you could have animals also that are twins. So by the Shnei Shiriyem Kiburim, if you need identical goats, you can have twins. Mashen Kain, the father and the mother of the Ben Sarah Meir, clearly they're not siblings, they're not twins, and therefore they wouldn't be able to be identical. That's how he's mechalik. But Lefidas Vasemus would come out that Lechatchila, you would have to get twins, because only twins are identical. You don't find such halacha. So that's why Lechai like the Rishayim, that animals could be somewhat identical. Identical enough, even if they're not twins. For me, it's mashma from Rashi and from the Meiri that Meir doesn't mean identical. You know, by Ben Sarah Meir it does, and by here it's mashma doesn't mean identical. But here there's a drasha, it's a different drasha, and perhaps here the drasha wouldn't say they have to be identical; they just have to have the same color. Rashi says, Shneim Levanim Eshcherim, when Rashi's being mefarish, what Mara means, he says, Shneim Levanim Eshcherim, both black, both white, Eis Sechufim. So the shaila what the word Sechufim is, the Sfasemis learned, Kishitasai, that have to taka be identical, that Sechufim means they're both the same thickness. Sechufim is a lashin of Nestavcha Sedeu, they're both thin. But other Rishainim, the other mefarshim and Magia, you see the Hagai Sabach is Magia Shechumim, which means both brown, it's a color, and the Rav Ranchberg is Magia Shechufim, which I also think it means a color. And the Miri also is Mashma color. He says, Mitzvahsim Sheshneim Shavim B'mare, Ratzalayim Mishneim Shcharim, Mishneim Levonim, Echad Mishar HaTzavoim. They're both black, they're both white, or they both have a different color. V'chein Sheyushavim L'kaim U'vedamim. It's mashma that the whole din of Mara is dafka din in the color, not a din in the distinctive features of the animal. So lefizet a teretz would be that by the drasha by Sanhedrin Shava b'Mara means not that the man and the woman, the husband and wife, the father and mother have to have the same color, but it means they have to actually look the same. They have to actually look identical, which that you don't have. Mashenken here, there's no din they have to look identical. The whole din is they have to have the same color. Which is mashma anyway, because since you have another pasuk of kaima, why isn't kaima an identifying feature? It's mashma, if you need another pasuk for kaima, that would sound to me that Mara wouldn't tell you all identifying features. Mara just tells you one, which, like Rashi and the Miri say, which means the color. I thought of another teretz that maybe by Ben Sayre and Mara we're dealing with a father and a mother, a male and a female. To have a male and a female being identical is much less likely than to have two goats, which are both male, and anyway, by goats, the male and females aren't so different, and be much more passable to have two identical ones. Now, the Mishnah also mentions they have to be similar bedamim. Mara, the looks, like we said, either means the features or it means the color, and bekaima means the height, and bedamim, and the value. Now, the Taisis Yantiv is mashman, it means how much you paid for it, because Taisis Yantiv, in one of his pshatim, to answer the problem that Taisus is bothered with, that Reb Shimon learns that, Mar learns that from the three times it says Shnei. Shnei, it doesn't have to say Shnei, it just says Seirei Miyatsirim Shnayim. It says Shnei, the word Shnei is the extra thing to tell you they have to be Shav. It says three times. So that teaches you that the Shav B'Mara B'Kaimu B'Damim. So Taisus Yantiv has a pshat to answer Taisus Kasha that Reb Shimon darshens one of these Shneis for something else. That you learn that from one of the words shnei to tell you that they have to be shava b'maru v'kaima, and the other one to tell you b'damim and b'lekichas and ka'achas, because maru and kaima are both something which is the physical feature of the animal, something which is begufai, that the physical, the maru and the kaima are the same, and dam, lekichas and ka'achas is something which has nothing to do with the physical feature of the animal, it has to do with something which happened, an event that happened to the animal, how much money you paid for it, and how whether you bought it together. But the Reshash and the Mariach, also on the side of the Taisus Yantif, they say, the Yushalmi says that Damim doesn't mean how much you paid for it. Damim means how much it's worth. It's nothing to do with the money that you actually paid for it. It has to do with the value of the goat, how much it's worth. So there, the Sasemis is a little bothered. Lefishi Tasei, and like the Yushainim Amashman, that they have to be have identical features. So then, if one is worth more than the other, that would seem that there's something different about it. In other words, let's say one is fat and one is skinny, and the fatter one is worth more, so that would mean that there's something different about the fatter one. So it would be something which would be identifiable, so that would fit into Mara. Feel what we were learning, that all it means is the color, it's Bechal Natshver, the feel what I'm Mimdaik from Rashi and the Meiri, and even the feel the Rishainim, that say it doesn't have to be Mamish identical, so it's also not so shver, but could be that if it's discernible enough that it would make a difference in the price, so why would that be already a chsarin that's not shava b'mara? So Sosema says that some things go into the value which you really can't see. L'mashal, it says the egla tulsa, which some means a shlishi lebeten, a third born calf tastes better than the first two that are born. So that could look exactly the same, a third born goat to another goat, and still, it would make a difference, nothing discernible, but there are other things that have to do with it, even if you can't see it, but would make a difference in the price, and that's what it means with Damim. Now, Rosa says that you buy them together, the Teis Yishanim, and the other Yishanim point out that a kinyan by Hekdesh is done with Kesef. As soon as you give them money, it's considered bought. So how would you buy something Ke'echad? Either if you're buying it from the same person, you're paying for them at the same time, or if you buy from two different people, if the two people, the two Meichrim, send the Shliach, and you give the money to the Shliach at one time, send the kinyan on both goats to be chal together, and that's l'kichas and ka'achas. So you're buying them at the same time, meaning you're paying for them at the same time, because the way to be kaina hektish is through kesef. Now the Mishnah goes on, meisachemem, let's say you bought the two goats, and one of them died, imach loy higrul meis, if you didn't do agrola yet, yigach zug l'sheni, just buy another goat, appear it to the one that's alive. But if you already did Hagrola, then you're not able to do, just make another pair, because that one won't have Hagrola. So then, Yavi Zug Acher, so after they take another, bring another two goats, the Agra Leim Betchila, and make another Hagrola, and then the Yomer, Imshal Shem Meis, Zesh Olav Hagrola Shem, Yiskayim Tachtav. And say, if the Shal Shem died, so this one that you're having Hagrola Shem should be in place of that one. Which, as Rashi points out, and as the Meiri is more Meirich, it doesn't mean that after that Agrola you say, if the Shal Shem died, so this one is the Tachtav. And if the Azazel died, so the Azazel is Tachtav. Because that would imply that you don't know which one died. Now, if you don't know which one died, so that means you have a suffix on the one that's left over. Is it the Shem or the Azazel? Obviously, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have to start over and just make a new Hagrola. Then that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah, in the cases, you know which one died. You know if the Shem died or the Azazel died. But you make another Hagrola, and if the Shem died, then you say that this one that came for the Shem should be Tachas, the one that died. And if the Azazel died, then you say that the one of the Azazel should be Tachas, the one of the Azazel that died. In other words, V'yomer Imshal Shem Meis is two different cases. V'yomer, and he says, if the Shem died, what he says is that the Shem should be Tachas, the one that died, which is the Shem. And if the Azazel died, then what he should say is that the Azazel should be Tachas, the one that died, which is the Azazel. That's a pshat in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah says, V'asheni, Yirachi Yistai, V'yimkar, V'yiplu Dama, V'nadava. The second one, you should let it pasture until it gets a mum, and then it's sold, and the money is brought for the nedava, shein chatas tzibur mesa, which the Tanakhama holds, that even though normally a chatas that wasn't used, and sekibru balea, the din is its tamas, you just kill it, but by a chatas tzibur, there's no din of tamas, the din is, yirech yistayev, you let it get a mum, and then you paid it, and then you bring a karba nedava from its money. But Rabbi Yehuda I'm a tamas, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, even a chatas tzibur dies, and the Gemara is going to explain the machlekes. So now, let's back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if before the Hagrola one of them died, you do not purchase another two Seirim, you just buy one extra Seir, a Zug, for the one that's alive, and make the Hagrola on these two. So the Rishayim ask, missing the Din of the Kinchas and Kachas. The two Seirim that you're using, they weren't bought at the same time. The first Seir was bought together with the Seir that now died, and the second seer was born after that seer died. So you're missing l'kichas and ka'achas. So the Rishonim say, since l'kichas and ka'achas is not li'kuva, it's not ma'akiv, yeyetze, even if you're l'kichas and ka'achas, so therefore we don't waste a seer to be mekayin the mitzvah l'kichas and ka'achas. If you're going to now have to buy two seerim, so either the seer that's left or the zug of the seer that's going there is going to have to be wasted. It's going to have to be Yirachi Yistayev, or according to Rabbi Yehuda Thomas. So you don't do that just to Mekayim L'chatchila of L'kichas and Ka'achas. It's not enough. It's already called B'di'evin if you're going to have to waste the carbon, that you don't do that. You just buy another Zug. You just buy a Zug for the Sheni. And that's good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah, even though there's a Din L'chatchila of L'kichas and Ka'achas. But if it's before the Hagrola, and the only way now it could be l'kichas and ka'achas is if you waste the seir that you bought already, or one of the seirim that you're buying now, so you don't do that. You just buy one more seir, and in order to save hektish, you are mevater on the din of l'kichas and ka'achas. Now, the Taisa Shanim says that this is only if you already have a Sira Nasa B'chutz. If you already have a Sira Nasa B'chutz, so then you do this. Mashenkin, if you don't have a Sira Nasa B'chutz, so then what you could do is you could take the other Sira and designate that now as a Sira Nasa B'chutz. The din is that the Sira Nasa B'pnimi, or both Sira before Hagrola, could be used as a Sira Nasa B'chutz. So, in order to mekayim the mitzvah k'chas and k'achas, and you won't be wasting any sirim, you'll go and take the sir that's left and make that the sir nasa b'chutz. Like we'll see at the end of the blot, that could be the sir nasa b'chutz. And therefore, you'll have the akiyim of the din of k'chas and k'achas to be able to buy two new sirim. That's what Taisa Shanim holds. Now, the Mishnah is talking about you already designated the sir nasa b'chutz, you already have one. So again, you won't be able to buy two sirim without wasting one. But the Ritva says that the Gemara never mentioned such a thing. The Mishnah and the Gemara, no one mentioned such a hechetimsa that if you did not designate the Sir Nasa Bechutz, then if one of them dies, you would buy two more and use this one as the Sir Nasa Bechutz in order to mekayim the mitzvah of l'kachas and k'achas. Vaishtais, the mitzvah l'kachas and k'achas is not chashir enough, he says, to go and make such a big bilbul. To go and take the seer that you bought and make that the seer nasa b'chutz. We don't do that. It's too big of a tircha. The mitzvah of l'chas and k'achas is only l'chatchila. Now that you did that and one of them died, even though you have an eitzah, you can make the other one a seer nasa b'chutz and then have another l'chas and k'achas. We don't bother with it. It's too late. We just buy one more seer and we won't have l'chas and k'achas. That's the machlekes of Taisa Shanim and the Ritva. Now the Mishnah goes further that if after the Hagrola one of them died, so then you have to buy two new Seirim, and one of them will be in replacement for the one that died. If the Shem died, so the Shem will be replacement for the one that died. If the Azazel died, the Azazel will be replacement for the one that died. And the other one would be Yirat Sheyistayev. The other one, yeah, the Gemara speaks about which one do you use the first one and let the second one be Yirat Sheyistayev, or use the second one, let the first one be Yirat Sheyistayev. We'll see in the Gemara later. Now the Rishayim ask a kasha that there's a Gemara earlier in the fourth parak, a whole discussion if Agrola is Ma'akev or not. Well, I said the Maskana was that Agrola is Ma'akev, but the Gemara has a whole discussion about it. So the Rishayim want to know, what's the pshat, what's the Havimina that Agrola is Ma'akev, is not Ma'akev? This Mishnah should be a raya that Agrola is ma'akev. Because if Agrola is not ma'akev, so then why, even Mishahigul Meis, why can't you just get another seer and designate it as the one, tachas, the one that died without Agrola? And that way you won't be wasting a seer. If you're going to say Agrola is ma'akev, then you can't do it, because since you're missing Agrola, the next seer that you got doesn't have Agrola. Memela, it's possible you won't be able to yetzid avodah shem kippurim without agrola. Masha'en kein, if you say agrola is not ma'akev, all it is l'mitzvah, so we see that when a seer dies before the agrola, even though you're going to be missing the mitzvah of l'kicha ka'achas, which is the l'mitzvah, but we say no, since it's not ma'akev, so therefore we're mevater on it in order to not to waste the seer, not to have a carbon go le'imud. So why not the same thing after the Agrola? If Agrola is ma'akev, then it wouldn't be shaykh. But if Agrola is only l'mitzvah, so why don't we say also umavater on the Agrola in order that one of the seerim shouldn't go to waste? So the Gemara earlier should have brought a raya from the Mishnah that since the Mishnah doesn't give you an option not to make Agrola, and that way save the seer, that should be a raya that Agrola is ma'akev. That's the Teis Yishanim, Teis Rosh, and Dvaz Kasha. So, Teis HaShanim and Teis HaRosh and the Ritva, they answer that there's a difference. L'kichas and ka'achas is a mitzvah which is supposed to be done Erev Yom Kippur. A mitzvah that's supposed to be done Erev Yom Kippur, even though you could do it on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to buy a carbon on Yom Kippur, but primarily, when are you going to buy the carbon? You buy the carbon Erev Yom Kippur. Even though, in case you didn't buy the carbon Erev Yom Kippur, you could still buy it on Yom Kippur, but you're supposed to buy it Erev Yom Kippur. So since the mitzvah is supposed to be done Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore, if it's not ma'akev, we don't do this mitzvah on Yom Kippur in order to save the carbon. Mashenken Agrola, which is supposed to be done on Yom Kippur, since it's supposed to be done on Yom Kippur, and now one of them died, so now you don't have the mitzvah of Agrola anymore, so we buy another two, even though a seer is going to be wasted, in order to mekayim the mitzvah of agrola. This is Rishayim's answer. So the Gemara Sevi is bothered by this answer. He says, what's the difference if the mitzvah is supposed to be done Erev Yom Kippur, supposed to be done on Yom Kippur? Mein efkemina. If the din is that something which is not ma'akev, you mevater on it in order not to waste the sorry, in order not to waste the carbon. So therefore, what's the difference when it's supposed to be done? And if the din is that you're supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah even at the expense of wasting a sorry, right, what's the difference when the mitzvah should be done? The teretz of the Rishonim is mechusabir. So I would have answered the kasha, and maybe this is what the Rishonim mean, like we'll see, the Ritva is a little bit mashma, that there's a big difference between the lechatchila of lekichas and ka'achas and the lechatchila of agrola. Even if agrola is not ma'akiv, agrola is a mitzvah. The Torah said a mitzvah to do. The Torah said to use gairolas, asha'olol of agrola Hashem, there's a mitzvah of agrola. Even if the din is agrola is not ma'akiv, because it's dvarim shenasin, bebig de'lovim b'chutz, it's considered, it's not chukah, doesn't go on it, but it's a mitzvah. And a mitzvah you mechuyev to do. So even though a sorry is going to be wasted, that's a problem. But it doesn't matter. It's not a reason not to do a mitzvah. Mashenkin l'kachos and ka'achas, there's no mitzvah to buy them ka'achas. It's not a mitzvah. It's not an avodah. It's not a mitzvah to buy them ka'achas. It's a din l'chatchila in the se'irim. There's a din to bring se'irim. Just like the se'irim have to be shavah b'marah. Right? So let's say you bought two se'irim that were shavim b'mara, and now one of those se'irim died. It's before Hagrola. And now you could only get another se'ir, a zug, which is not shavim b'mara. So the shaila is, should you get a zug which is not shavim b'mara, or should you get another two se'irim, and those se'irim will be shavim b'mara to each other? So definitely the svara would be, just like the chas and ka'achas, that since it's not ma'akev, so good. So you could get a seer which is not shavu b'mara. You weren't over on a mitzvah. You didn't not do a mitzvah. You don't have the most mehudadikis irim. You don't have the most lechatchiladikis irim. The most lechatchiladikis irim is shavu b'mara. And you don't have that. But why? Because if you're going to go and try to be makbet to get the most lechatchiladikis irim, to get the shavu b'mara, so the seer you already bought is going to be wasted. And that you don't want to do. So mele you mevater on that hiddur. So say the chas and ka'achas. There's no mitzvah to buy them. There's no mitzvah to buy them ka'achas. The din is, it's a hiddur in the se'irim. The se'irim that have bought ka'achas, they're the more mehudadik se'irim that you need for Yom Kippur. Now that you bought the se'irim ka'achas and one of them died, and if you're going to buy another two se'irim ka'achas, so it's going to be wasted, so mele yimavater on this hiddur k'day that a carbon shouldn't be wasted. There's an Indian not to be mafsid a carbon. Mashenkin agrola. Hagrola is a seder of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, even if that particular seder is not ma'akev. But there's a mitzvah to do it. There's a chiv to do it. It's a mitzvah asay to do this Hagrola. It's not ma'akev. You'll be yaitzin the mitzvah of the carbon without it. But this is part of the mitzvah. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of Yom Kippurim. It's not just a lechatchila in the se'irim. It's not just mehudadik se'irim if you have Hagrola. There's a chiv to go do the Hagrola. So there, even if you're going to have to end up wasting a soy, for l'chari, you're not allowed to skip out a part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim, even a part that's not ma'akev. L'chari, that will be the teretz. Maybe that's what the Rishonim mean. Again, it's a bit dachuk, because they make a big deal out of the fact that the lekicha was done the day before. But the Ritva is a shtickle mashman away. The Ritva says, when he says the teretz, he says that the lekicha is different because it's not a mitzvah to be done. He says, the hasam ain't a mitzvah kol kach, kevin she'ena b'yayim v'kippurim atzmai. It's felt in the midst of the chas and kachas because it's not done on Yom Kippur, even though you could buy it on Yom Kippur. Mikom makam ikka mitzvah lekicha b'chayelu, ulachi sa'yilam ba b'choldehu, mashengim b'agrola shumi maisi yayim v'kippurim, v'yavayid gemura, oy avayid ksas. The shayla of agrola is avayid or not. But it's mamish from that maisi yom kippurim. It's avoid the ksas al kopanim. So there, I'll leave it out. In other words, what I think he means to say is that if it doesn't have to be done in Yom Kippur, so then in them state that it's not me maisi yom kippurim. It's not a din in the seirim. It's a hid in the seirim. So then you don't have to be makbid on the hid the b'malkam that you're going to have to waste another sur. Mashengin agrola has to be done in Yom Kippur. in them status from the Avodas Yom Kippurim, that you can't be mevater on, even if it's not ma'akev, but you can't be mevater on the lechatchila, even if you're going to have to waste another soy. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara first brings a drasha. Tana Rabbana, yigach shnei seire izim. Anyway, mi etzuri shnei amatam el meshnei, shi shnei em shavim. Why does it say shnei? If we just say seire izim, we would know two, with mi etzuri shnei. Why does it say shnei? To tell you that both of them have to be the same. And the Gemara says, menayin afish ein shnei em shavim ksherim, tamloi mesor esor riva, that you marba from the extra word sor, that even if it's not ma'akev. Says Tam and the Rabbi Rachmana, the Rabbi Rachmana, Avin Ipsul and Ikuvim Inolan. Usually, when you have a din, the din Mimela by Kachim is not to be Ma'akiv, unless you have a special Shin all of a Kas of Ma'akiv, and the Tari says it twice. So, how would you know Ikuva? And even though it says Chuka, but Chuka is only for the Dvar Manasseh and Big Day Love and Lefnim, or the Dvar Manasseh and Big Day Love and Lechutz, and it wouldn't apply to this, like Rashi says, because this was done the day before. So, the Gemara says, it says three times shnei, so that will be ma'akev. So Gemara says, you need one shnei to teach you each one. You need one to tell you mara, and one to tell you kaim, and one to tell you damim. So Teisa Shanim says, but you don't have a pasuk telling you l'kichas and ka'achas. So Taka has one girsa that says, Chad l'mayr v'kayma, chad l'damim, chad l'kos and kachas. That mayr and kayma is taka from one pasuk, because that tells you physically it has to look the same. Damim is has to have the same value, and l'kos and kachas is the third one. And you taka have one pasuk for mayr and kayma, because they're both telling you that physically they're the same. But the girsa that we have, chad l'mayr, chad l'kayma, chad l'damim, doesn't have a pasuk l'kos and kachas. He says, because you don't learn it out from shnei, you learn out from the fact that it says it next to Yikach, Shnei Sirei Zizim, either it's a drasha, because it says Shnei next to Yikach, so therefore it's like it would say another time Shnei to be together with Yikach, or it's Stam the Mashmais, Yikach, Shnei Sirei Zizim, even if it wouldn't say Shnei, Yikach, Sirei Zizim, would be, tell you to buy them together, you have to buy both Sirim together, because it says Yikach, Sirei Zizim. And I spoke at earlier the Taisis Yandif, that says that one pasuk is for Marin Kaim, and the other pasuk is for Damim and Lekas and Ka'achas. Gemara goes weiter. Tanya Rami Hochi Gabi Kifse Mitzera. When a Mitzera is tar, he buys two kvasim that are male for Eila and Asham, and one kevis for the Chatas. So it says Yikach Shnei Kvasim. So same Joshua. Anyway, Miyad Kvasim Shnayim. Ma Tamoy Mishnei. She Shnayim Shavim. That you need the two kvasim, the Eila and the Asham, should be exactly the same. But Menayin Shavi Shein Shnayim Shavim Shem. Tamoy Mekevis Kevis Riva. Because you have a Reboy of Kevis Kevis. And the Mar explains why I need the Reboy, because otherwise you would say yeah to tell you that everything is Ma'akiv. So that's why Kevis Kevis Yiva tells you that any Kvasim are good enough even if they're not Shavim. The Likud de Halachos mentions that the Rambam is Mashmit this din completely. He says it's a Pella. The Rosh Hashosa asks the same Kasha on the Rambam. Lamai said this din is a Braisa that's brought here. It's also brought in the Yerushalmi. It's also in the Teres Kainan. And the Rambam is completely mashmit this din. It's not brought in the Rambam b'chlal, the din that the kifseh, the shnei kvasim, the kifseh mitzera, the oil and the asham have to be shavim. Then the Gemara goes on. One more halacha, that both have to be shavim. Tanya nam begav mitzera kai gavna, but it's tzipari mitzera. You have the same halacha. Because it says tzipari, anyway, mi tzipari mishnayim, matam loy mishtei. She shteim shavis, that the two tzipari mitzera should be shavis. They learn that from the extra word tzibar to tell you that even if it's not shavis, it's still good. The Morosu explains the reason why we'd have a half a minute's ma'akiv is because it would say tia. So there, the Rambam does bring down the salach. It's also mavur in the Mishnah, in the Gaon, Begdal Mishnehe. And the Likut Halachos is ma'ir that there in the Mishnah and in the Rambam, it's mavur that they have to be shavin the mayra ubekaimu bedam lekhas and kachas, just like the shnei seirim over here are shavin b'mayra ubekaimu bedam lekhas and kachas. So the shnei tzipari mitzera also are similar in all these three things, mayra and kaima and damim and lekhas and kachas. So he's bothered. You really only have one drasha here by the shnei seirim mikipurim. The taka three times it says shnei, and the Gemara learns that from all these psukim that you learn out mayra kaima damim. And the chasen ka'achas, mashein kain, by the tzipari mitzera, it doesn't say three times, it only says one time shnei. So how could you learn out of Chavin all the three things? So Lakut Dilacha says, because Baisus is Bazev Gilal Zeh. When you see the Shneim Shavim over here, and this extra Psukim telling you it's Shavim, and all the things, Mari, Kaim, Adam, and Lechas, and Ka'achas, so Bazev Gilal Zeh, that here, what's the Parim Mitzvah also, it says they have to be Shneim Shavim. It's Yosud Neman that the Shneim Shavim is in Mari, Kaim, and Damim, and Lechas, and Ka'achas. Then the Mari Sakasha, so if you're darshing that way, so by the Talmud also it says Shnei Kvasim. And why does it say Shnaim? Anyway, Mi Kvasim is Shnaim. Also, Shadash should be Shnaim Shavim. So the Gemara says that the Shnaim there, the Shnaim Layim that you need there is to teach you Shnaim Layim Keneged Hayim. The Shkita has to be opposite the sun. So the Gemara brings this Braisa that the Shkita has to be opposite the sun. And it brings the Braisa that the Talmud Shel Shachar, the Mishnah is actually a Mishnah in Talmud, the Talmud Shel Shachar was Nishmar Al Keren Sfeinis Maravis Al Tabas Shnia, and Shaben Abayim was Nishkat Keren Mizrochis Sfeinis Al Tabas Shnia. That the Talmud Shel Shachar was done on the northwestern place on the Tabas Shnia on the second ring, and the Talmud Shaben Abayim was done on the northeastern place on the Tabashniya, also on the second ring. So what exactly this means is actually a machlekes in Mefarshim, and what the Pshatin is also a machlekes, like we're going to explain. Rashi explains that there was 24 rings, so 24 poles there, each one with a ring on it, to help out for the Shrita. They were done in 6x4. They were done 6x4. There were four rows of six poles that were done right, and all of these were on the north side of the Mizbeach, where you do the Shrita of the Ayla of the Kodesh Kedashim on the north side of the Mizbeach. So Rashi learns when it says the Tzvainis Maravis and Tzvainis Mizrachis, Tzafen means Tzafen to the Mizbeach. It means north of the Mizbeach. And that's the halacha that the Shkita of Kache Kachim of Ayla has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafena. It has to be on the north. So that's what it means. It's on the north side of the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean on the north side of the Tabois. It means on the north side of the Mizbeach, Adarabba. Actually, it was closer to the Mizbeach, which since this was all on the north of the Mizbeach, it was actually the southern end of the Tabais. Like we'll see, it's the Tabais Shnia. It wasn't all the way to the south, but it was more towards the south than towards the north. In the morning, it would be done in the west, because that's called Keneged HaShemesh. The sun is in the east in the morning, and therefore you do it all the way to the west, because that's the opposite side of the sun. That's Keneged HaShemesh. But the Gemara says you do it on Tabas Shnia. In other words, you don't have it on the Tabas, which is closest to the Mizbeach. You have it on the Tabas Shnia, on the second Tabas, already on the second row of Tabas. So as far as east and west is concerned, it's all the way to the west, and it was the closest to the Heichal. But as far as its relation to the Mizbeach, it's not the one adjacent to the Mizbeach. That would be the most south one. It's a Tabas Shnia. It's actually the second one. But it's called Tzafenis because it was softened to the Mizbeach. That's how Rashi learns. That's also how Taisus and the Taisus Rush also learn that that it wasn't the northern part of the Tabais. It was actually closer to the south. But it was north of the Mizbeach, softened of the Mizbeach, and it was on the Ma'ev, and it was Tabas Shnia. It means it was one Tabas over. So the Rishonim discussed why was it one Tabas over? Why wasn't it on the Tabas that was right next to the Mizbeach? Rashi first says he doesn't know the Tam. And then Rashi says that he heard a Tam because you want to use the pole all the way close to the Mizbeach to help out, tie the legs of the Tamid to that pole. If you'd have it in the south, if you have it on the pole which is closest to the Mizbeach, you won't have a pole to tie its legs down. So that's why you have it in the pole that's the second pole, so you could tie its legs down to the first pole. So the Taisus Yishanim and the Taisus Rush asked the Kasha on this Pshat, that according to this Pshat, its head is on the second pole, and its legs are tied to the first pole, so that would mean that its legs are facing the Mizbeach. L'chayr, the way you would check the Talmud is fakir, to put the head facing the Mizbeach, and the legs facing the other way, so it shouldn't be Marbitz Glolim on the side towards the Mizbeach. If it's Marbitz Glolim, it would be on the other side, so it wouldn't be right opposite the Mizbeach. So that would be the correct way to do it, to put the legs on the other side further away from the Mizbeach. According to Rashi, the Bedafka seem to have put the legs closer to the Mizbeach, which, why would they do such a thing? That's the Kasha Teizer Shanim and Teizer Rush. So the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah in Tamid asks another Kasha, which the Teizer Rid, he's Mechavim to the Teizer Rid, the Teizer Rid also asks this Kasha, that it says that the poles were six Amos apart, or they were four Amos apart. It depends if they were 6x4 or 4x6. Depends on the Cheshbon exactly how the poles were. It's a Machlokes there in Tamid. But they were either four Amos apart or they were six Amos apart. So how would you be able to tie the legs of the Kevis onto the other pole? The guf, the body of the Kevis, is not four Amos or six Amos. Taisus already asked this Kasha here. And Tiferes Yisrael was Mechavim to the Kasha. He brings a Taisa Menachas, a very interesting one, that they had very huge kvasim from the Medrash, a very huge kvasim that were used for the Talmud. He brings from the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that when they would take them on camels, their legs would drag on the ground. So they actually used kvasim. And Taisus learned that it was a emente kipshutai. It wasn't the guzma. Look at Taisus earlier, that after Zayinim Abeis, the Maschel Minah Shulchanes, it sounds like he learned the Medrash literally, that they were actually very, very large kvasim that were used. So that would answer the kasha. He also says it's not so shre. You could have long ropes tying the legs to the other tabas. It doesn't have to be the kevises there. You could use long ropes to tie it. So he doesn't hold the Taisus kasha is so shver. But we said we already have the Taisus Shanim's kasha, that why would they put the legs towards the Mizbech? L'chayor, the correct thing would be to put the legs away from the Mizbech. And he also asked the kasha that the Mishnah in Tamid says that they didn't tie the Tamid, that they spread out the animal and the legs were away. Fakir, they tied the legs and the legs and arms together, the Yadayim and Nuglayim, the four legs and the hind legs, they tied them together. So then, again, why would you need the other Tabas to help out? But that's the Kashis on Rashi's Pshat. So Taisa's Pshat is, because they didn't want it on the one right next to the Mizbech, because maybe it'll be Marbitz Glolim. And Tiferes Yisrael is a little bothered by that also, that L'chayr, if you're putting the back away from the Mizbech, so what's the difference which Tabas it's on? It's Marbitz Glolim, and it itself, the animal itself, is between the Glolim and the Mizbech. Why would it make such a difference if there's a Tabas in the way or not? Al-Kabbalah Metzlaisis Teretz, so they didn't want it on the Tabas, which is right next to the Mizbech, because maybe it'll be Marbitz Glolim. The Taisus Shanim and Taisus Rosh say Epshat, because you want it Keneged HaShemesh, and the one that's right next to the Mizbeach would have the shade of the Mizbeach would block out the sun. So you wouldn't be able to put it on the Tabas that's adjacent to the Mizbeach, because there it wouldn't be called Keneged the sun, because the shade of the Mizbeach is blocking the sun at that point. That's why you move it over one Tabas. There it won't have the shade of the Mizbeach. And Mamela, you would be able to be Keneged the Shemesh. That's the pshat of the Taisa Rosh and the Taisa Shanim, and also the Rav and the Mishnais and Tamin also says the Pshat. Now, all these Yishanim are learning the Pshat that Sefinus just means Safin and Mizbech, and Mizrachis and Maravis mean the outermost east, the one furthest east and the one furthest west. On the morning you do furthest west, the one closest to the Hechel, and on the Bein Arbaim you do the furthest east, the one closest to the entrance of the Azara. And Tabas Shniyah means you move it one Tabas over, not the row that's adjacent to the Mizbeach, but one over. There's a pshat from the Taisus Rid, though, that Sfeinis means the north of all the Tabois. The Tabois, like we said, there was 6x4, and the north was the one that's furthest from the Mizbeach. All of them were north of the Mizbeach. The one that was most north of the Tabois is the one that's the furthest from the Mizbeach. And the Tabas Shniyah means the second furthest from the Mizbeach. Again, Mizrach and Ma'ariv are exactly the same. The Mizrach is the one closest to the Pesach Hazara, the Ma'ariv the one closest to the Hechel. But Safain means the one that's furthest away from the Mizbeach, because all of them were north of the Mizbeach. It's the one furthest north of the Tabois. And Tabas Shniyah means the one that's not the outermost north one, but the one that's the second furthest from the Mizbeach. Tiferes Yisrael is mechavim to this pshat. He learns it up in the Rambam. He says that it's mashma that way in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis and Talmud there. It's got a mefurish here in the Taisus Rid, and he also, like he mentions, the Baal Amara is mashmah that way. The Baal Amara gives a tam that the reason why it wasn't the furthest north, the reason why it was the second, the Tabash Shnia, he says because the sun doesn't go out in the northern corner. The sun goes out a little bit further away from the northern corner. That's why we don't have it on the northernmost corner. Like Tfarisol points out, if he's learning like Rashi and Taisus, and Taisus Shanim and Taisus Rosh, the Miri also learns that way, that all it means is the second closest to the Mizbeach, there'd be no Svara for the Baal Amara Bechlal. If he's learning, it means that it had to be the one of the northern ones, but not the most north, meaning the northern ones of the Tabois, the furthest away from the Mizbeach. So the Pshat is it should be connected to Shemesh, and the Shemesh is not all the way north, the Shemesh is just almost all the way north, and that's why that's where the Tabas is. And that's what it says in Tezrit also. In order for it to be connected to Shemesh, if you have it all the way north, so then already it's too far and the Shemesh is not there. In order to be connected to Shemesh, directly opposite the Shemesh, so the Shemesh is shining directly on it, so the second one to the north, that's where the Shemesh is. Anything for closer to the Mizbech, he says, is going to be blocked by the shade of the Mizbech. The second one is that's where the sun is. So this is another pshat in the Gemara, that the Tzfeinis Maravis and Tzfeinis Mizrachis means furthest away from the Mizbech, and Tabash Shnia means the second furthest away from the Mizbech, the one that's the second furthest north. The Menachas Chinuch brings it down, he declares if this din is Ma'akiv. He's mitzadah that's ma'akev, but he says that Ag Gemara is mashman. Any time that you don't have a shina olav akas of la'akev, it won't be ma'akev. So who had been here, since even though it says shnayim la'yayim, that should be kenegel la'yayim, but there's no shina olav akas of la'akev, so it won't be ma'akev. It's only a din l'chatchila. Then the Gemara fears ice, the nusach of the Gemara that we have, musafin shel Shabbos v'adai tzrichim sheyu shneim shavim. That by the Talmud, we have a drasha for the Shnayim. It's Shnayim Layayim, it's a big connected Ayayim. That the Talmud Shel Shach has to be in the west, and the Talmud Shel Arbayim has to be in the east. But Musafin, since it says Shnei Kvasim Timidim, why does it say Shnei? It could just say Kvasim, Mi Kvasim Shnayim. The Avadin has to be that both of them are Shavim. So the Musafin Shel Shabbos, you get two Kvasim, they have to be Shavim. That's the Gemara's Maskana. The Rashi brings the Girisetz Likuva. Rashi means the Girsa it's even ma'akev, because you don't have any ribui to tell you it's not ma'akev. But Rashi says it's shver, because where's the pasuk that it is ma'akev? The other places we brought up is the other places we asked the kasha, why do you need a ribui telling you it's not ma'akev? Where's the pasuk that it is ma'akev? So all the other places by the Siri HaMikipurim and by the Kifsei Metzayrim and by the Tzipayrim Metzayrim, we had a reason to think it's ma'akev, and then we had a ribui. Mashenki in here, we don't have any reason to think it's ma'akev. So Rashi says it's not the correct girsa. The correct girsa is the mitzvah is liya shavim, and it's not not ma'akev. But Taisus does bring the girsa. Taisus stack holds it is ma'akev, and they have to be shneim shavim likuva. And he says because it says at the end of the pasuk ayla shavus v'shemate, that's shinol of a kos of la'akev. That's what Taisus holds. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Both of them hold that lemitzvah has to be shavim, and Rashi holds it's not ma'akev, and Taisus holds it is ma'akev. L'maisa, the Rambam never brings down the halacha even the mitzvah. The Rambam does not bring down that the two kisvei Shabbos, the two mitzvei Shabbos, have to be shoven even the mitzvah. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Tzvinim Musafim Perek Dal Halacha Tes asks the Kasha, why not? Why was the Rambam mashmit this halacha in the Gemara that the Musafim of Shabbos have to be shoven? Whether it's the mitzvah, la'akev, al kaponim, it says it has to be shoven. So the Emes is a different girsa we have on the side of Bein Chananel. And the Girsa is already brought in the Taisus Rid and in the Me'iri, that Fakeret, that Musar Shabbos Vaday doesn't have to be Shavim, because the reason why it says Shnayim is to tell you Shnayim V'loy Arba. There'd be a half a minute, if it would just say Kvasim, we would say you need four Kvasim. And the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, because it doesn't say Echad Echad, since by the Talmud it says, as a Kevasa Echad Tasib, Baikev, as a Kevasa Echad Tasib Ben Arbaim, it's Mefaret Echad Echad. And here it says kvasim is not mefarit echad echad, so that would mean the hechrich four. It's a little bit shver. Why? Maybe he's really a little bit bothered. Why don't you say mi kvasim shnayim? He says because it's like a tarach v'kasav l'kra, even though we would know it already. But that's very shver l'chari, because then why don't you say by all the other drashas that you would know shnayim and tarach v'kasav l'kra? Not 100% clear. Gabbanim the rach is mashu because it didn't say echad echad. And the Sefer Yehuda also says it's because it didn't say echad echad like it said by the Tmidim. That would tell you that the kvasim are more than two. That would tell you the kvasim are four, unless it will be mefarish that says shnayim. Al gabanim, you have this gears in the Rishonim, the Klar and the Rebbeinu Chananel on the side, and the Meiri, and the Taisus Rid, and the Achreinim, the Lekutei Halachos from the Chafetz Chaim, and the Ar Sameach, and Kfar Kodmam, the Siach Yitzchak, who had the Meiri. They say that they have this gears in the Rishonim, so that was the Rambam's gears in the Gemara. And the Rambam's gears in the Gemara was the Faket, the Remusav Avadi, you don't need it, because the Shnei Kvasim by the Musafim is Taket Tzrichi, you need the Pasuk to say Shnei to tell you two, then that's not four. So that's Avad Rishita Sarambam that doesn't mention that there's any mitzvah for them to be shoven. So come dice, we have three shittas. The shittas Rashi is that the mitzvah in each of them, shittas Tais is that la'akav in each of them, and shittas Sarambam is that there's not even the mitzvah. The Gemara never says it. The Gemara is saying for keret that the Musa Shabbos, you don't need shoven, even though it says shnei chvasim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.